Let us begin this tape by briefly reviewing all we have covered so far. 1. We have discussed imagination, coincidence, and genuine speech reversals. You have been shown some methods developed to test for genuine reversals. These include checkpoints, validity factors, tonal shifts. As a reverse speech student, you should be constantly checking every reversal for these factors. Indeed, as I play reversals on this tape, you should be listening for the tonal shifts and becoming familiar with the various sounds of reverse speech. 2. We have discussed the main theories of reverse speech, including complementarity and categories. By now, you should be checking every reversal for its complementary relationship or category. This is how you will be able to determine exactly what the reversal is communicating. 3. We have looked at some common factors in forward speech where reversals occur. These include pauses, stutters, dialogue alterations, sighs, laughter, etc. 4. We have looked at the beginnings of reverse speech in children and briefly discussed reversals in music and some of its history. Now we come to the most significant aspect of reverse speech, and that is reverse speech metaphors, the three levels of reverse speech, and the building blocks of human behavior and personality. So far throughout this tape, I have played you speech reversals that use plain English. However, these type of reversals constitute less than 30% of all speech reversals that occur. By far, the vast majority of reversals speak in metaphors or pictorial language. These metaphors can get extremely complex and difficult to understand at times. So let me lead you into this slowly and begin by playing for you some examples of very simple metaphors. First, here is an example of a metaphor found on my wife Kathy as we were making a sample tape.
As I'm making this tape up now, just tell me something first, Michael.
Well, we can talk about Nico.
Well, that's all right. Who's Nico? Well, we don't say who's Nico is.
No.
A reversal occurs on this section that says, Lassie friend walking out of the door. Whilst I play this reversal for you at three speeds, just think to yourself, what could this reversal mean? Who is the lassie friend? And what could walking out the door mean? Here it is. What pictures appeared in your mind as you listened to that reversal? Who is Lassie? If you saw a dog, then you were right. Miko was my wife's favourite dog who died a few months before we made this tape. The reversal, Lassie, is a metaphor that conjures up many pictures. A friendly, loyal, intelligent dog. Hence we come to the first lesson regarding metaphors. Metaphors are single words that communicate a complex message by using or accessing pictures in the unconscious mind. If the reversal had said, for example, Cujo friend, you would have had an entirely different image of my wife's dog. The last half of the phrase, walking out the door, is also a metaphoric statement for Miko leaving or dying. Listen to this soundtrack again. This time I will play the tape a little longer and you will hear how we continued on to say how Miko died. The speech reversal communicated this in reverse before it was communicated forwards. In this case, it was a lead reversal, which was also expansive. Here's that soundtrack.
As I'm making this tape up now, just tell me something spasmodical.
Well, we can talk about Nico, but that would be
sad. Well, that's all right. Who's Nico? Well, we don't say who's Nico is.
No. Well, how do I talk about Nico without saying who Nico
is? Oh, yeah, I say who Nico is.
Nico was my dog.
Oh.
Oh. Very sad.
I know. How'd she die?
Ticks and worms.
Here is another simple metaphor, this time on a small child. The recording I'm about to play was made at a friend's house over dinner. The tape is not of the best quality, so please listen carefully. In the background, you can hear a small child muttering to herself. Here it is. In those childlike mutters, a reversal occurs that says, "I miss my little pony." The phrase "my little pony" is said twice more, but it is very faint, drawn out, and hidden amongst the background noises. This will really test your abilities. Here we go. What images did that reversal conjure up in your mind? This child did not have a toy pony. In fact, the marriage between husband and wife had collapsed a few months before this tape was made. The child was feeling insecure and desperately needing a solid base. The metaphor pony, in this case, is a symbol for security and something to love. Interestingly, this metaphor is a common one to occur on children, always with reference to security and comfort. The metaphor pony has never been found on adults. Here is that reversal again. Thus we have two simple examples of reverse speech metaphors. In practice, metaphors are far more complex. Learning to decipher them is a real art. The learning curve for new students appears to be about 2 years of solid study before one begins to feel comfortable with them. The first step is to understand that reverse speech metaphors are a direct communication from the unconscious mind. Unlike the conscious mind, which primarily thinks and uses language, e.g. English, the unconscious mind primarily thinks and operates in pictures. We can see a small glimpse of these pictures with our dreams. The images of dreams are an expression from the unconscious mind. So too are reverse speech metaphors. The metaphors are verbal descriptions of pictures that are currently being viewed on an unconscious level.
Temporary dictionary describes a metaphor as a figure of speech or one in which an object is likened to another object by speaking of it as if it were the other. I'm reading from Harper down page 57, as in the sun was a chariot of fire. I might say, my love with Kathy, Kathy is fire. Now that's a metaphor, it's literally it's not fire, but it's the describing, the giving you a visible representation of an emotion. And so in the simple sense, in normal English, a metaphor is a word used to describe something, and a picture to describe an object. And I use some examples up here on top of page 57. Forward speech is loaded with metaphors, many of which have common correlation with the metaphors of reverse speech. Like reverse metaphors, the metaphoric context of forward speech will often increase in direct proportion to the emotional free-flowing nature of the conversation. Like if I say, she stabbed me in the back, that is a metaphor. She didn't literally stab me in the back, but it's a phrase we often use to describe an emotion. So we're looking at normal forward speech metaphors are using words or pictures to describe an emotion or a concept that just sort of put into words. Often often been said, a picture is worth a thousand words. Any decent salesman will tell you you can sell a product far better by showing a picture of a washing machine than giving a technical data of how it works. It's a metaphor, it's a simplified version to explain a far greater concept. So, in reverse speech metaphors, we go one step further. Metaphors in reverse speech have two main functions. When I first began approaching reverse speech metaphors and understanding them, it was on the basis that they were just merely translations. They were words that we could translate into something else. The idea being that because reverse speech is very limited in what it can communicate, it's got to communicate short, quick, sharp sentences. It used metaphors or one word to communicate a thousand words. And that, in a sense, is true. But we go one step deeper with reverse speech, as we all know, is that the metaphors themselves become representative of the behavioural pattern.
Let me repeat for you again that last statement I just said in my lecture. The metaphors themselves become representative of the behavioural patterns. By that, I mean that the reverse speech metaphors are like a mirror that describe, in pictures, the inner workings of the unconscious mind, or the many parts that make us tick. While metaphors in forward speech use common conscious images, the metaphors in reverse speech use common unconscious images. For example, when I said to you in my lecture, "She stabbed me in the back," you probably would not have pictured someone with a knife, but more likely you pictured the last person who stabbed you in the back, and you probably remembered the emotion as well. The forward speech metaphor accessed that internal emotion. Reverse speech metaphors will also describe the internal emotions, and in that sense perform the same function as forward speech metaphors. But in addition, they'll also describe the behaviour that caused the emotion. Let me repeat. Reverse speech metaphors will describe the behaviour that caused the emotion. Because reverse speech is unconscious, it sees the unconscious world. The unconscious world contains the secret of human behaviour and personality, or the building blocks that make us who we are. Reverse speech metaphors describe these building blocks using pictures and stories. This is the real significance of reverse speech. Yes, reverse speech is a fantastic truth detector, certainly the best currently available. But of more importance than that, for the first time in history, reverse speech gives us a reliable way to look at and listen to the inner workings of the unconscious mind. Thus, to understand the metaphors of reverse speech is to understand the secrets of human behaviour and personality. Let me help you now to begin to understand all of this new information by giving you a basic theoretical structure to work with. Pay careful attention now and check your manual for further descriptions. Basically, reverse speech metaphors can be divided into two main categories. These are, 1. Those metaphors that describe the internal processes or mental functions that cause behaviour. These are called structural metaphors or third-level speech reversals. 2. Those metaphors that describe emotional states or how behaviour and personality plays itself out in the real world. These are called operational metaphors or second-level speech reversals. The difference between these two levels is simple enough. The structural metaphor describes the parts of the mind that cause or create behaviour. The operational metaphors describe how this behaviour is played out or how it operates. To help you understand the difference, consider the two following statements. That man is a salesman. He makes money. Salesman is a structure. Making money is what the structure does or how he operates. 2. That man is a klutz. He breaks things. Klutz is a structure, breaking things is the operation. Each level has specific prime metaphors for specific functions that we will examine in great detail as this tape series continues. For now though, I want you to understand that there are second level reversals or operational metaphors and third level reversals or structural metaphors. And the one level left to talk about, of course, is first level speech reversals. The first level of speech reversals are those reversals which use plain English and communicate mainly conscious thoughts. We devoted takes 1 to 4 almost entirely to first level speech reversals. Let us now move on and play some examples of second and third level speech reversals. To begin, here is a small section of a soundtrack that I conducted with a male client who was having difficulty losing weight.
Watching my diet. Now, I blew it on this weekend. When I get back, I'll go back to my carrot juice and my celery juice and my whole grains and stuff. But I'm hoping that some of the techniques worked on me this weekend will cause me to be able to release that weight. Because something is hanging in my system is causing me to hold on to it.
I will now play that entire soundtrack in reverse. It contains two second-level speech reversals. See if you can hear them. To give you a hint, one reversal contains the word sin, and the other one contains the word seal, S-E-A-L. Here it is. And here is the first reversal isolated. It says, I'll make you sin. And now here is the second reversal. It says, feel I seal you.
Feel I seal you.
Both of these reversals are second level. They describe the effects or operations of current running behavioral patterns. The word sin means to come short of a goal or what we are capable of achieving. In this context, the future tense reversal tells us that the weight problem will continue, or, to quote the metaphor accurately, this man will continue to come short of his goal. The word seal in this case means to secure or to agree that something will happen. It is basically saying that it is a foregone conclusion. The man has already agreed unconsciously to continue to fall short of his goal in losing weight. Now listen to the soundtrack again. The reversals tell us the effect of the behavioural pattern the man is running with regard to his weight. When he says, something is hanging in his system that is causing him to hold on to it, we know this is true. We have already seen the effects of this, or how it operates. This was the second level speech reversal. Structural metaphors will tell us precisely what that something is.
Watching my diet. Now, I blew it on this weekend.
I think I'll make you sin.
When I get back, I'll go back to my carrot juice and my celery juice and my whole grains and stuff. But I'm hoping that some of the techniques worked on me this weekend will cause me to be able to release that weight. Because something is hanging in my system is causing me to hold on to it.
Here's another simple second-level speech reversal. In the following soundtrack, a woman talks about some attitude she has that occasionally interrupts a normal positive mental approach, hence her income level.
There's some attitude that I have. It's blocking it because I've gone back over my income levels and the ups and downs through the season.
A speech reversal occurs in this section of soundtrack that says, this is mind rape. Here it is. The word rape is a common reverse speech metaphor that basically means to forcibly intrude. In this case, it describes the effect of the attitude. It is mind rape, or the behavioural pattern she is currently operating forcibly intrudes onto her mind. The metaphor describes the effects of the pattern or how it operates. A structural metaphor would describe the pattern itself. Here is that soundtrack again, forwards and immediately reversed.
There's some attitude that I have. It's blocking that because I've gone back over my income levels and the ups and downs through the season.
Now please turn over now to side 2 of this tape, where we will continue with this discussion.